Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Department of State has designated the Mohammed Jamal Network, MGN, and founder Mohammed Jamal as specially designated global terrorists under Executive Order 13224, which targets terrorists and those providing support to terrorists or acts of terrorism. Mohammed Jamal journeyed to Afghanistan in the late 1980s, where he trained with Al-Qaeda and learned how to construct bombs. Upon returning to Egypt in the 1990s, Mohammed Jamal became a top military commander and head of the operational wing of Egyptian Islamic Jihad, then headed by Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Jamal has been arrested multiple times by Egyptian authorities for terrorist activities and was incarcerated for years in Egypt. Mohammed Jamal has developed connections with Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, Al-Qaeda senior leadership, and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula leadership, including Nasser Abdelkarim Abdullah al-Wahishi and Qasim Yahya Mahdi al-Rimi. Jamal formed the MJN after his release from Egyptian prison in 2011 and established several terrorist training camps in Egypt and Libya. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, has provided funding to the MJN, and Jamal has used the AQAP network to smuggle fighters into training camps. Suicide bombers have trained at MJN camps, and Jamal established links with terrorists in Europe. Jamal was rearrested by Egyptian authorities in November 2012. His confiscated computer contained letters to al-Zawahiri in which Jamal asked for assistance and described MJN's activities, including acquiring weapons, conducting terrorist training, and establishing terrorist groups in the Sinai. International terrorism is an international threat and requires a response from the world community. The United States, for its part, is committed to working with its international partners to combat international terrorism and see that terrorists are brought to justice.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.